Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX, now playing, and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. It's hour one, Dan and the Danettes. Dan Patrick Show. Glad to have you on board. A lot of things to dive into, some topics. You can be part of the program in a variety of ways. You can tweet, email, you can dial us up, do all the above. You can listen, you can watch, youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show. Say good morning to Chat Row, 877-3DP-SHOW. Say good morning to our great radio affiliates around the country. Last time J.R. Smith played on the NBA's biggest stage, things didn't go well. You might remember that. Game one of the 2018 finals. Got a rebound in the final seconds of a tie game. Instead of putting it back up, he dribbled to the perimeter. Cavs didn't score, lost the game, lost the series. His then-teammate LeBron James was not pleased. But now, it looks like J.R. Smith gets another chance. The gift that keeps on giving, J.R. Smith. Lakers will reportedly sign the veteran to replace Avery Bradley, who decided not to join the team down in Orlando. You know, maybe Smith has been given too much grief for the mental mistake in 2018. He certainly is a different personality, certainly no fan of wearing a shirt. But he's a good player. He's got championship experience. And you're looking for bodies here. I mean, look at the Brooklyn Nets. Brooklyn Nets are going to have a hard time filling up a roster here. We'll get to that in a moment. But we'll see how much J.R. Smith has left. But this move is another indication Lakers are all in to try to come out of the bubble with an NBA championship. And I started to look at what's going on with the Brooklyn Nets because at some point, does the NBA step in and say, are they a true representation of an NBA team? DeAndre Jordan and Spencer Dinwiddie both tested positive for the Nets. Jordan is not going to Orlando. That's five guys not going for the Nets. But they still might make the playoffs. So Jordan's the fifth Nets player to reveal that he will not make the trip. Wilson Chandler, he opted out of doing so. He wants to spend more time with his family. They have a rookie big man. Nicholas Claxton had surgery, so he's out. Kevin Durant's out. Kyrie Irving both ruled out with injuries. So Spencer Dinwiddie revealed he had tested positive for the virus, but his status is not known yet. Missing the playoffs would not be the worst thing for the Nets, though, because they owe their first-round pick to the Timberwolves, but not if it lands in the top 14. So, you know, they can reload and be ready to go next year, but I just wonder, Joe Harris is a pending free agent. I don't know how many quality players they're going to have there, and maybe the league doesn't care how many, just as long as they have a team that is representing the Brooklyn Nets. But that was the latest news yesterday. And we're looking at about 5%. With all of these leagues, and those have been tested, we saw this with the NHL, you got about 5% testing positive right now. And I think as we dip our toes into the month of July, at the end of the month, we're having hockey, NBA, and baseball. At least that's the plan right now. So, you know, you're seeing spikes with some of these college teams, with the football programs. You know, there's a lot of moving parts here, but they're going to do their best to somehow, some way, plow through this. We'll come up with a poll question, stat of the day, play of the day. We'll check in with our good friend Ross Tucker. He played for the Patriots. Get his thoughts on Cam Newton going to New England. Also, there is a chance the Ivy League will forego a fall football season and play their football season in the spring. Ross, who went to Princeton, we'll talk to him about that possibility. Keep in mind, back on March 10th, what was our reaction? What was your reaction when you heard the Ivy League has canceled its postseason tournament? Oh, they're overreacting. Oh, you know what? They're not. Those aren't big revenue sports. That was the reaction. You had the tennis tournament in Indian Wells that was canceled. Then you had this. And then all of a sudden, we realized the Ivy League was ahead of the curve. And I don't know if they're ahead of the curve. They haven't made a decision. They're just thinking about springtime football in the Ivy League. So we'll talk to Ross Tucker about that. Also, he is the mayor of Flavortown, Guy Fieri. Flavortown, it feels like, is, I don't know if there's a place on the map for Flavortown. Wherever Guy Fieri is, that's Flavortown. Guy is from Columbus, Ohio. Columbus is taking down the Christopher Columbus statue. Now there is a petition being sent around, getting signatures on renaming Columbus, Ohio, where Guy Fieri is from, Flavortown. I don't know the guy or person who did this, but I love the idea. Just the fact you'd say, you know what? Maybe we change the name from Columbus to Flavortown. All right. Guy Fieri will join us a little bit later on. Yes, Paulie.
You're an Ohioan. What do you think? You want to handicap this for us? You think it's going to happen?
I don't think so. I don't think so. But it was a reason to have Guy on. I figure we got 4th of July coming up. Maybe he gives us some grilling tips there. And it's always good to have Guy. He's always in a good mood. So that's what we have right now. McLovin, do you have a poll question for me?
Yes, Paul has an interesting Cam Newton question.
Paul does. Okay.
But first, I want to ask, just right now, without thinking about it, I'm just going to ask you, give me your reaction, like a Hall of Fame debate. Right. Which sport is in the best shape, NFL, NBA, or MLB? So you're thinking about it.
Well, I don't know. I have doubts about the NFL. And I've said that, and I hope I'm wrong. NBA, it feels like they have a little better plan because once you get in the bubble, you know, I got fewer players to worry about. And the deeper you go in the playoffs, it feels like the safer you're going to be. It's not exactly a hermetically sealed bubble because those working in the bubble, they get to leave and then they go home and then they come back when they're cooking or cleaning, those kind of things. So that makes me a little bit nervous, but I'd say the NBA right now. What else do you have?
Paul's Cam question is, I'll let Paul share.
Okay, so if you run the Patriots, how will you use Cam Newton? How should the Patriots use Cam Newton? As a drop-back passer to protect his injuries and protect him from hits, or use him as Cam Newton as a read option quarterback, which he is probably the best all-time read option quarterback.
This is what happens with NFL teams. When they see somebody in college, they get them to the NFL and they try to change them. If I'm bringing Cam Newton in, I'm bringing Cam. He's not a drop back passer. I'm bringing in Cam Newton to be Cam Newton for as long as he can be that. It's like Lamar Jackson. He needs to improve his passing, you know, outside of the numbers, you know, throwing to the far right or far left. He needs to improve that. But, you know, I'm nitpicking a little bit here because they want to try to reduce the number of plays where he's going to get hit. But that's who Lamar Jackson is. And hopefully Lamar Jackson understands how to protect himself while still being dangerous, running and passing. If I'm bringing in Cam Newton, I'm saying to Cam, go out there and you have to be dangerous. You know, if I'm bringing in a quarterback who's going to be maybe starting for me, I'm not bringing in Cam to be a drop back passer because I don't think he's capable of being a quality quarterback is just a drop back passer. You have him do both. Maybe you have something special here and you get a bargain for Cam Newton. Yeah, Paulie.
Cam Newton's two best years as a quarterback, he averaged over 8 attempts rushing a game. Yeah. His two best years. Some of his worst years as a quarterback is when he didn't run the ball.
Yeah, I can't just let him sit back in the pocket unless they're bringing him in to run Brady's style offense. And that is just dump off passes, because he's going to go in there and realize, who am I throwing to? No wonder Tom went to Tampa. I'm gonna have to run it probably a little bit more than people expect. This program is brought to you by Traeger, that wood-fired grill. I had some tomahawk steaks on there the other night, and I was the king of the neighborhood. Cooked to perfection, thanks to Traeger. As my son said, hey, good job, but you can't screw it up on Traeger. And I said, thank you. Thank you, son. I appreciate that. TraegerGrills.com/DP Show to get started. Anything else, McLovin?
Okay, I have a Lakers question and an Imani Bates question. Which one would you prefer?
Let's do Lakers, because I'm going to have to explain who Imani Baker Bates is, but let's do the Lakers.
Okay, which Laker would you most want a room with if in the bubble you had roommates? I'll give you JaVale McGee,
ooh,
Rajon Rondo, Dion Waiters, or J.R. Smith. Obviously, the caveat, J.R. Smith, you're not going to see a shirt in your room if you room with him.
Yes, Paul.
I'm a big Rondo fan, you know, on the court, but Rondo seems like the guy, if you left like the cap off the toothpaste, he would slap the floor and just go after you.
Yeah, he looks a little too serious.
Great player, big fan.
A little too serious.
JaVale seems like it's going to be a good time. It's going to be always a good time. He kind of running around, all goofy, arms flying around.
I mean, you walk in and JR's got his shirt off right away, right?
Definitely.
I feel like he's a high-energy guy, too, where like sometimes you just kind of feel like chilling and being quiet, and he's still going at 11. You're like, dude, just chill out.
Since they're not testing, it seems like Dion Waiters may be a fun guy to hang out with. I'm going to go JaVale McGee. I think that we could probably strike up pretty good conversation
there. Is
this
fascinating, some of the people that are on the
Lakers? Well, okay. If I said, hey, you know, the Lakers one day are going to have Dwight Howard, J.R. Smith, Dion Waiters, Rajon Rondo, JaVale McGee, J.R. Smith, and they're going to be the favorite to win the NBA title. You're going to go, wait, who else do we have? Well, you got LeBron and you got Anthony Davis. And we're the favorites? Yes. You got J.R., JaVale, Rajon Rondo, Dion Waiters, and you got Dwight Howard. But that's what you have. That's your favorite going into the bubble. McLovin, anything else? Any other poll questions?
Yeah. Do you want me to save Imani Bates?
Okay. He is a sophomore.
Right.
And he is probably, he's one of those once in a decade type recruits. At least he's been labeled that. He's been the best player in the state, I think, for a couple of years. He just committed to go to Michigan State. And
sorry about that.
He's got a couple of years, but you know, I don't know if he's going to be going to college by the time he graduates from high school, because the rule will be gone and then he'll go right into the NBA. He's that good. By all accounts, 5-star recruit, and Michigan State normally doesn't get 5-star recruits. Their last one was Jaren Jackson Jr., but they normally don't get those marquee players. They get players that stay for at least 3 years. Cassius Winston, I think, has been there for 6. Yes, Paulie?
No offense, but they're not getting this one either.
Yes. Well,
nope.
Figuratively, theoretically, they're getting him. I just don't know if he sets foot on campus there. Yes, McLovin.
So here's my question.
All right.
You're going to take LeBron out.
All right.
Who's the most famous high school athlete the last 30 years? High school athlete. And I'm going by the SI cover list. And Imani Bates was on the cover when he was 15. But Bryce Harper, 16. Kevin Garnett, 17. Kobe Bryant never made an SI cover, but was a little famous. Zion was a YouTube sensation. Or Imani Bates. And is there any football player who makes that
list? Well, Bates has 2 more years here.
Yeah, but he's made a cover.
Oh, I know, but I'm saying he's going to become even more famous.
Yeah, like LeBron kind of, right, where his games will be on TV?
Yes.
You agree LeBron's in a different category.
Oh, yes, because he could have played football at the professional level as well. I mean, people in Ohio knew that he was going to go right to the NBA, And I still go back to that banquet when we celebrated the Cleveland sports banquet and I hosted it. And I remember that you had a couple people said, hey, could you talk to LeBron? He's thinking about going pro. So here I am talking to LeBron. And I said, have you talked to KG? Have you talked to Kobe? And he goes, yeah, yeah. So I think I'm giving him advice. He'd already made up his mind, but I'm saying, you know, what's your mom say about this? Like, I was just asking simple questions because I'm thinking, seems like this guy's pretty good. He could go right to the NBA, but here he is asking me, you know, what I think about that. And I hope that I said, yeah, of course you should go. Not, you know, the college experience can really make you well-rounded. I'd go for a couple of years if I were you. Yeah, Paul.
Tiger Woods was pretty famous in high school. He hadn't really got a lot more famous at Stanford. Was Lou Alcindor nationally famous in high school?
Yes. Yes.
I know it's a long time ago, but Herschel Walker and Marcus Dupree in the South were very well-known when they joined Georgia and Oklahoma.
Lou Alcindor... That was, I think, the first press conference where you announced where you were going to school. And that's how famous Lou Alcindor was. When he announced that he was not going to go to St. John's, that he was going to go to UCLA. And, you know, that kind of shook up the whole New York metropolitan area because they thought, if Lou Alcindor stays, that team is going to win the NCAA tournament. I mean, that's how important he was with college basketball. Yeah, McLovin.
I pulled up, and along that era, the greatest high school athletes of all time, according to Max Prep, they have Jim Brown 1 and Jackie Robinson 2. And they say that Jackie Robinson had gotten a lot of acclaim in multiple sports.
Yeah, I don't remember. I wasn't old enough. Jim Brown, we had just heard that this guy was a great lacrosse player, and he was also going to play football at Syracuse. That was sort of how it was framed with Jim Brown. And then he got to Syracuse, and they, of course, had that long line of great running backs there. But I remember him being an unbelievable lacrosse player. And I didn't even know what lacrosse was living in Ohio. And then we realized, you know, just how special he was.
Ted Robinson was recruited hard in four different sports.
Yeah, that's why he's the greatest athlete of all time. I mean, there's no question in my mind when you say, oh, Michael Jordan's the greatest athlete. No, Jackie Robinson is. Football, baseball, basketball, track and field. And he played collegiately all of those sports, and then he goes and becomes a baseball Hall of Famer while fighting through racism. You know, they weren't even allowing African Americans in Major League Baseball. He gets in, he's got teammates who don't even like him, and still became a Hall of Famer. So Jackie Robinson is, in my opinion, greatest athlete of all time. All right, we'll come up with a poll question. Your phone calls are always welcome. See if I have anything else that I missed here. I think that's about it. How's morale, by the way?
Good. I heard of some meat cooking later.
Yeah, we have some boneless short ribs.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. But not ready until tomorrow, so it's going to be the ultimate tease where you're going to smell the ribs, and we can't have them till tomorrow. So
mean-spirited.
Yeah, I know. That's what I am. Have we heard from anybody on the Cam Chowder t-shirts? Are we still good? We're going to go into production there, Seton.
Yeah, we're in production. I think we're good. Smooth sailing.
Cam Chowder t-shirts for you. Cam Chowder t-shirts. All right. We'll take a break. Ross Tucker will join us. What's he think of the Ivy League? Thinking about spring football. And also Cam in New England. Good fit? We'll find out next. It's 18 after the hour. This is the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX, now playing and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Cam Newton used to be excellent at throwing the deep ball, but not recently. Here's some numbers since 2015 on passes more than 20 yards downfield. In 2015, 2016, his MVP season, 20 touchdowns, 6 interceptions when he completed passes, threw passes of 20 yards or more. 2017 through 2019, 7 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. Now, he was injured for most of 2019 and barely played. I just don't know if you bring in Cam Newton and go, hey, Cam, sit in the pocket and let's see what you can do. This is not an offense that's I think ready for Cam Newton to be that. He's not Tom Brady. You know, Tom had to sit back there. Cam Newton, if I'm bringing him in, I'm bringing him in. And hopefully he's Cam Newton that, you know, reasonable facsimile of 2015, 2016. Former NFL player, played for the Patriots and all around good guy. Ivy Leaguer. He's Ross Tucker, who joins us on the program. I'll give you the official introduction. The Ross Tucker podcast. You can check out Ross's YouTube channel at youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. Let me start with Cam Newton there, Ross. Good fit for both Cam and the Patriots?
Well, I think, Dan, it's an awesome move by the Patriots, just in the sense that there's almost no risk and there's a ton of upside and potential reward. I mean, all we're hearing so far is that he's making up to $7.5 million, which leads me to believe it's actually a lot less than that. So it sure as heck is worth a chance from the Patriots' perspective. But I had Andrew Brandt on my podcast today. He's not even sure Cam Newton ends up making the team when you look at the contract he has. Now, I think he's on the team, but I got crushed by people on social media when I said I don't think it's a lock that he's the starter. I mean, first of all, Dan, Belichick never looks at things from just a one-year time horizon. And so if you think about it, if it's even close between Stidham and Cam, he'd rather go with Stidham and have the young, cheap, healthy kid for years to come. Secondly, speaking of health, if Cam were as good as everybody's saying he is, right? Everybody's got all this excitement the last couple of days. I understand it. But if the Carolina Panthers thought that Cam Newton could be the Cam Newton of 2015 or the first half of 2018, they wouldn't have cut him, Dan. I mean, they wouldn't have cut him making $18 million to give Teddy Bridgewater more than $20 million a year. Or Ron Rivera, if he thought Cam could be the same guy, he would have been pounding the table. Hey, let's bring him in along with Haskins to give us another option. He didn't do that. So that says a lot to me.
How do you think the Patriots will and should use Cam Newton?
Well, I think that's probably the most intriguing aspect of this whole thing, right? Is because he is sort of the polar opposite of what they've been doing the last 15 years. It's been primarily dink and dunk from the pocket. Cam's strength is the deep in routes, the deep digs, and running the football. So how early in training camp, Dan, do they start to implement those things when they don't know for sure it's going to be Cam instead of Stidham or Brian Hoyer or whatever? But that's what I think you would see from New England. I don't think they brought him in to not run the ball. If he can't run, and I had Booger McFarland say this to me on my show on Monday, if he can't run, I just don't think he's that valuable. And it's a one-year deal. I think at this point, whether he can run the way he used to or not, Dan, the Patriots are going to run him because they have to. And Cam's going to run because he's not as effective if he doesn't. And that's his best chance to get a big-time $100 million deal. Maybe he can be this year's Tannehill. Who knows?
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I just don't bring him in. It's like drafting somebody and then saying, we don't want you to play the way you did in college. We want to change you. The beauty of what we saw with Cam when he went to Carolina is Carolina adapted to Cam and made it comfortable for him coming in. You know, Belichick can design all kinds of offensive schemes here, and Josh McDaniel the same way. I'm with you. I got to find out what I have with Jarrett Stidham. Unless they found out what they have, and now they're willing to bring in Cam and say, let's have some competition. Maybe Cam Newton's our future and not Jarrett Stidham.
I think it's all about options, and Cam gives them another option, extremely inexpensive. I mean, why not? Why not bring in Cam and see what he can do? But you got to remember this too, Dan, and I know you know this, and I know it from my time in New England. Belichick doesn't really care about how big of a name a guy is when he brings him in. I mean, think about all the guys over the years that went there and were never heard from again. Albert Haynesworth, Torrey Holt, John Lynch, Reggie Wayne, Joey Galloway, Chad Johnson. I mean, over the years, the Patriots always get these big names. Like, oh, Patriots did it again, Patriots. But then a lot of times, look, some of them worked out. Corey Dillon, Randy Moss, some of them worked out. But a lot of them, that's where their careers went to end. That's where their careers died.
If we're talking to Ross Tucker, if you had a chance, you were a free agent, you could play for the Patriots next year or the Buccaneers, who would you want to play for?
Without any hesitation, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I mean, first of all, Dan, I think you know me by now. I'm just going to go to whichever team gives me the more money because that's what I'm playing for.
Money's the same.
Money's the same. I'm going to Tampa because I think that they have a legitimate chance to go to the Super Bowl and win it. You know, I've said this to people before. I played for five teams, bunch of different quarterbacks. When our quarterback was Drew Bledsoe in Buffalo, we thought we were going to win, right? When my quarterback was maybe some of the other guys I had, they'll remain nameless, you kind of hoped you would win. When my quarterback was Tom Brady in New England, you freaking know you're going to win. Even when you don't, you know you're going to win. And so that immediately transfers to Tampa Bay. I don't care if they're down by 10 to the Saints in the third quarter, fourth quarter. All those guys in the Bucs look over. They see number 12. We're going to win. We have Brady. And I don't care what my guys like Devin McCourty and Matt Slater say. They get to the fourth quarter, and we'll see if it's Cam or Stidham. But if it's Stidham and they look over, man, I hope this kid has it in him. And I'm just saying that permeates throughout the entire locker room, huddle, organization, everything. I think people in Tampa are going to play better. I think people in New England are going to play worse. I think Brady's a big factor in that.
Do you have the list of quarterbacks that Ross blocked for?
Yeah, I'll name names. Tony Banks, Chad Hutchinson, Drew Bledsoe, Tom Brady.
Okay.
So one of those, I was a groomsman in his wedding, so I would not point out that he was one of the ones that we were hoping he would win. If you want me to throw somebody under the bus, I'll go, throw Charlie Fry under the bus. Charlie Fry was kind of a we're hoping, right? Let's be honest. In Cleveland, Charlie Fry was kind of a we're hoping guy.
You are an Ivy League guy, as you like to remind us. There's talk, a possibility of maybe spring football for the Ivy League. What do you think of this possibility?
Well, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, the one thing I can almost guarantee you, Dan, is that whatever the most cautious or safest option, that's what the Ivy League is going to do. I mean, we know they were the first one to cancel the basketball tournament. Yeah. It's kind of funny looking back on it, how much criticism they got for that. And then the whole world canceled like 2 days later. But if they feel like there's any threat at all, they're not going to get these guys in that type of risk. And the thing that's unique about the Ivy League is they already don't let them go to the FCS playoffs. So the Ivy League title is already the be-all, end-all. So if they played in April, May, you know, that's basically what their season is. It's not like, oh, now we can't play North Dakota State in the semifinals. They can't go there anyway. So it actually works. The thing I find interesting about it is there have been more and more Ivy League guys in the NFL recently, guys getting drafted. I mean, every year, I think Princeton had three or four guys the last couple of years. What happens if the NFL drafts in the middle of your season? You know, what happens if you get drafted five games in, you get drafted by the Bears in the sixth round, and like you still have five more college games to play? I mean, it's a unique scenario, to say the least.
It's good to talk to you, Ross. Do you think the NFL season starts on time?
I do. I think obviously it's all dependent on the next 4 weeks, the next 6 weeks, and what happens with baseball and the NBA. Right now, I do think it starts on time. My concern is whether or not they're able to finish the season. Everybody watching, listening, please wear a mask. We need football. I need football. Make it about me. I need football this season. Please, everybody.
I'm going to make this about you. The Danettes, they have had discussions here of who has physically the biggest head who's been on this show since we started Zooming. Paulie, where do you think Ross Tucker ranks?
He's the Michael Jordan of big
heads.
It's not even really that close.
Okay. Fritzy?
I got to go with Ross. I know he's zoomed in a little bit, and he's trying to sit back as we're saying this, but big head for
McLovin?
Ross. Are we talking like metaphorical? Like he's got a big head?
No, figuratively.
Oh, yeah, it's Ross.
Yeah. Seton?
Yeah, I got to go with Ross.
Ross, do you have an 8 head?
I do. I have a very large head, Dan. And I got to tell you, it's a legitimate factor for me in my career in the media. I actually lift my neck muscles twice a week because I don't want to look like a bobblehead when I'm on Dan Patrick's YouTube show, right? Like your neck to head ratio in life is very important. So I lift my neck multiple times a week just so I don't look like a bobblehead when I'm on with you.
Your head doesn't fit on my screen. There you go. There you go. Now you just look like a bobblehead. You couldn't have the Ross Tucker bobblehead because it would tip over.
Okay. Okay.
Right.
No,
okay.
I got a lot of brains in there, Dan.
Yes,
I didn't. I went to a real Ivy League school, not Dartmouth.
Whoa,
like McLovin. You know what I mean? I got a lot of brains that got to fit in there.
Who won the Ivy League title this year? You call the game.
Yeah, it's because they're able to get people in, McLovin, that wouldn't be able to get into Princeton. That's how it works. Congratulations.
He's Ross Tucker, former NFL player, host of the Ross Tucker podcast, and his YouTube channel at youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. Great to see you, Ross. Thanks for joining
us. Absolutely, Dan. Anytime.
That's Ross Tucker, friend of the show. Nate in New York joins us. Hey, Nate, what's on your mind?
What's up, man? Long time listener, 5'11" and athletic, 215.
All right.
Listen, as far as Cam Newton goes, I was thinking, like, don't you guys think it's a great fit because he does the dink and dunk thing and the occasional long ball pass? And as far as being inside the 10-yard line, instead of having to worry about the QB sneak at the one with Tom Brady that they everybody else has to use was used to, you have to be prepared for it within the red zone with Cam Newton now, because he can run. Instead of the QB sneak, you got to worry about the RPO.
Yeah, and thank you, Nate. I don't know how many completions the Patriots had last year of over 20 yards, but Cam likes to throw the deep ball. It's nice to have somebody to throw the deep ball to, and I think that's why you had a dink and dunk in New England. Plus, keep in mind, the majority of Cam Newton's touchdown runs are from 2 yards or less. It's a different kind of quarterback sneak. He goes up and over. Brady would go down low with the quarterback sneak. Yes, McLevin?
Yeah, the receivers, we were just talking about it on this side of the glass. Julian Edelman, possession guy. Muhammad Sanu, possession guy. N'Keal Harry, possession guy. Jacoby Myers, I don't think he's a speed burner. Like, they have no one to go deep. Wasn't that a theme last year?
Yeah.
So that feels like that part is a weird fit.
I mean, this is why Brady is kind of defying, you know, what is supposed to be common sense and you shouldn't be working out. He's probably looking around going, this is great. I got guys who can go deep. I want to go out here and throw footballs to them every day.
Mike Evans?
Oh, yeah. Just start there with Mike Evans, because he's on the short list of best receivers in the game.
That tight end group is ridiculous.
Yes. And then you put Chris Godwin in there. It got to be. Brady's got to go. So this is what quarterbacks have. They get these kind of weapons there. His receivers can make him look good, as opposed to Brady would normally make his receivers look good. I think that could be reciprocated this year in Tampa. Yes, Paul.
But now there's a downside for Tom Brady. If he doesn't play well this season, it will be because of him. They do have a good offensive line down there, and they added offensive line. They've got tons of receivers.
They have a decent offensive line.
Okay, I guess what I was saying is
decent.
If he's inaccurate this year, doesn't pass well,
yeah.
Of course, they'll still blame the wide receiver core.
No, this would be Brady. This would be, you know, it's the offensive line is a concern. It's a work in progress, but that he's got weapons. Yes, Eden.
I do like that for at least a brief moment, it flipped to how badly Bill Belichick needs to win this year because of his record without Tom Brady. Like, that is, that he has a losing record? I forget exactly what the numbers are, but without Brady playing, Belichick has a losing record, and that sort of the idea is people have this flipped a little bit, that this is more about Belichick's legacy without Brady rather than Brady without Belichick.
Yeah, you know, and I don't believe in either one of those. They've established their legacies, but Belichick does. I don't think he cares about any of this stuff. Brady cares about it. I think it's because his career is right now. You know, he's got to, what's he have, 2 more years maybe at the most, it feels like, and he's got to win now. Belichick, he'll coach as long as he wants to. Patriots last season had 62 pass completions of 20 yards or more, tied for fourth most in the league. So they did throw the ball down the field. I sit corrected here. Tampa led the NFL in pass completions of 20 yards or more with 75 last year. I'm guessing that number's probably going to be around that, because Jameis Winston can throw a good deep ball, and he's got a better arm than Brady. But Patriots, I'm surprised with the 20 yards or more. Fourth most in the league. All right, we'll take a break. Phone calls, more phone calls coming up, and we got our play of the day coming up next here on the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I haven't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX, now playing and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
I was told when Penny worked out, Penny blew people away. How great he was. And he had injuries, and we never really saw the full potential of Penny Hardaway. But he had a workout that was an all-timer, from what I'm told. Yes, Paulie?
Okay, the Orlando Magic traded three first-round draft picks. The 96th first-round draft pick was Todd Fuller, big man, I think, out of NC State. The 98th first-round draft pick got shipped to Toronto and became Vince Carter.
Uh-oh.
And then the 2000 first-round pick. Yeah.
Uh-oh. I don't think it matters who the other pick was.
It doesn't help. Mike Miller, who had a nice NBA career.
Yeah. I'm surprised LeBron didn't reach out to Mike Miller, see if he wanted to join the Lakers. Yes, McLevin.
I read Todd Fuller's name recently. The Warriors GM was quoted as saying, "We don't think Kobe's ready for the NBA. We're going to take Todd Fuller."
That was the draft pick?
They took him in 11, I believe. I'll double check this. Does that sound right? 96 for Kobe? Yeah. So Todd Fuller, I think, went two picks ahead of Kobe.
Oops. So they could have had Kobe and Vince Carter.
They needed some low post help. They wanted a big man to defend. They stand by the decision.
That reminds me of what you told David Kahn, not to take Johnny Flynn. And then Steph Curry went right
behind. I know. I was like, why? You got to take Steph Curry? Play of the day brought to you by LegalZoom. You can start online. Their network of independent attorneys, they provide advice when you need it the most. Since LegalZoom isn't a law firm, you don't have to leave your home. You don't get billed by the hour. Visit LegalZoom.com today for more information. Warren in Ohio, not to be confused with Warren, Ohio. Hey, Warren.
Hey, 5'11 on a good back day, 5'6 when my bad back kicks in, and I'm weighing in at a really unattractive number, so we won't go there.
All right.
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning,
Warren. Known as Danettes. Hey, I want to stretch the idea of the Ivy League football in the spring a little bit.
Okay.
It has always been my idea that the college football season should be in the spring, and the college baseball, we flip the script and put them in the fall. Let them start in late August and play their seasons. Let the football guys play in the spring. It gives those college coaches a chance to spend Friday night at a football game in Ohio, recruiting and scouting, and not interfere with their playing schedule. We get the same thing with baseball. The coaches get a chance to send their scouts out or to go to the games themselves to take a look.
Yeah, I don't know how important that is. And thanks for the phone call, Warren. But the whole spring idea, keep in mind, the Ivy League is they're playing each other. And they don't have playoffs. They know a start date and an end date. I mean, they have a few out-of-conference games, but they would probably do spring football, and it'd be just against one another. And you would just have an Ivy League title, and that would be it. I don't know if we're going to be any better in the spring or we're going to be worse, but I think that's what is happening right now. That, you know, it feels like everything's on the table. And the Ivy League is not afraid to shut down a sport or sports and not afraid to try something new. And I applaud them for at least thinking of that. And they could pull this off. If you had football right after the Super Bowl, let's say March and April, Ivy League football was going to be on, you'd watch it. You watch the XFL and you didn't know anybody in there. You'd watch Ivy League football. I mean, strategically, from a marketing standpoint, it could be great. I don't know, you know, with classes and those who might be getting drafted going into the NFL or, you know, going to combines and things like that, it might be a little tricky. But if you started right after the Super Bowl, you would have a two-month window where you're playing football and you'd be the only game in town. Yeah, McLovin.
You know, I love Ivy League football. But this idea that coronavirus provides these windows for these sports to become popular, I don't know if it changes our viewing habits. Like, nobody I know has watched Korean baseball, and it's had this whole window.
I think they're watching Korean baseball on the mothership because they put it in, you know, a good spot, and they moved Mike Greenberg's show. You know, they kind of preempt that a little bit. They bounce it back, and they put Korean baseball in there. So instead of having their flagship show get up, they're moving that back to bring you Korean baseball.
I mean, it's the same as...
People will watch Ivy League football.
I don't think so. Okay. I mean, well, has NASCAR's ratings stayed high from the beginning? I'm actually asking.
More people will watch Ivy League football in the spring than they do in the fall. Would you agree with that?
Nah. I don't think anyone... I don't know. I don't think people are going to be...
If people aren't watching it in the fall now, they can't watch less.
Like an Ivy League football game, I watch sometimes they do Friday night games on NBCSN a few years ago and ESPN lately. I tune in because I like all college football, but if it's mixed in with 40 other college football options, you're not going to watch
That's
it.
Why we watch when you have the Mac football. We're watching it on a Wednesday, a Tuesday night. You're watching Maction. Right?
You definitely watch Maction.
Yeah, but it's because it's on Tuesday or Wednesday. You're not going out of your way on a Saturday to go, who's Kent State playing? Hey, Miami of Ohio is playing. By the way, Seton brought this up, and I forgot all about it. Back in January, Miami of Ohio canceled a men's and women's basketball game. One game. Because... They were concerned about the coronavirus. Now, they eventually started playing again, but that was back, was it late January, Seton?
Yeah, you know, I don't have the date right in front of me, but it was like January 22nd, maybe 25th, something like that. And then eventually, after just not very long, I guess, they missed one game, I think, and then they said, oh, well, it's just a false alarm.
Yeah.
That was January, and then if you fast forward to March 10th when the Ivy League canceled their tournament, I mean, that's a huge window.
If this is important to you, I'll provide it. The Blazers star Damian Lillard, NBA 2K21 cover athlete. That's according to The Athletic. So I don't know if that's a big deal there. Do they have a curse, like the Madden curse? I don't know if the NBA has that with Dame Lillard. But rest in peace, Carl Reiner. Died at the age of 98, according to TMZ. Carl Reiner, legendary. Legendary. Movies, TV shows, Rob Reiner's dad. Google him. All right, take a break. Coming up next hour, check in with Pat Forty, covers college athletics. Get his thoughts on Ivy League's proposal, and Guy Fieri coming up, final hour.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.